describe, like, are you more of an extrovert? Are you more of an introvert? Or are you like a hybrid of the two?
I'd say I'm definitely extrovert. I'm like extrovert on extrovert. And I think that's why it's like when I'm home, like, I can't deal with everybody and everything. But I'm always thinking about, man, I wish I'd go to that place or do that thing. I'd say poverty makes me an introvert.
Oh, no.
Having to, like, be home, save your pennies, not go out to eat all the time. But if I had infinite money, girl, I would be traveling. I'd be in all the bars, all the restaurants. I'd be hanging out with people all the time. But sometimes you gotta just, like, lock in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are here riding the rapids today, coming to you live. Just kidding, we're not actually live. Oh, sad day. But you know who is here in the canoe with me, steering from the producer side of the canoe? There's definitely sides to canoes, by the way. We got Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hello, everybody. How you doing, Dare?
You know, I feel so energized right now, I don't even know what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
It's that kind of day.
That's me, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So people are like, what is he saying? I don't know. Maybe record and slow it down backwards and, like, I don't know. But yeah, I understand you.
Sometimes they're just so hyped that, like, the brain's thoughts can't, like, they're coming out fast in your mouth, yeah. But you don't have time to think about what you're, it's that day.
My mouth and brain are on two different levels and speeds, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm there with you. This is going to be a great episode. I'm so excited. At least the energy is high today. The thought process might not be there, but we have a very exciting guest today who actually joined me at the Fit Expo, and I met her last year at Dragon Con, and she was competing in one of the fitness competitions. Wow. So please join me in welcoming our guest, Kit Quinn.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for being here.
We are hanging out twice in 1 week, so that's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah.
First time ever. And yeah. Hopefully not the last time ever. Or maybe it will be. We'll see how today goes.
Nah, it'll be great. It'll be great.
The energy's weird.
Could you imagine? I'm like, nah, you gotta go. Mid-episode. I'm like, well, this was something.
I'm out of here.
Well, it's wild because, like, the cosplay community, I feel like this is how it always starts. Is you meet somebody at a con.
Yeah.
And then you really vibe.
Yeah.
And then you don't see them till that con comes back the next year.
Yeah. Or the other part I love is you always have a photo of the moment you met. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be going through old photos and be like, oh, hey, look at that. We have a photo together from, 10 years ago. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Or the opposite. Hey, we took a photo together. I don't remember that. And you look back at your phone and you're like,
That's the most.
Oops.
Yeah, not gonna lie. That's the most common. But we did our Pokemon together.
We did,
so
yeah.
That was super fun. I think that's when we first, like, got to meet each other.
You're right, but you were wearing a wig, so you were not in my...
Yeah, I had blue hair, ponytail, sleek girl.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, it was a fever dream, so that makes a lot of sense.
Honestly, it was for me, because I love Pokemon, so...
Yeah. And we had a big old group with, like, all these, like, fluffy tails and fluffy wigs. We were a lot.
We were the Eeveelutions.
Yes.
We were really rad.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably my favorite group cosplay that we've
I know.
Done.
I want to do it again. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to be around all of us when we're all doing it.
I'm thinking like WonderCon this
year. I love that for you.
Are you not doing WonderCon?
I am an accountant.
Oh, it's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
It's when she disappears. She always disappears.
What about, but like accountants need breaks. What about what if you just like don't work that day?
Well, if we move WonderCon back to San Francisco, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because during tax season, I'm actually in San Francisco working. So I can't just like pop in tragically. And you know what sucks? The last time I was going to go to WonderCon was 2020. Because it wasn't during tax season. And then 2020, we had a pandemic, so I didn't get to go. And I'm still bitter about that one.
Yeah.
Just need those dates to line up again someday.
Well, then we just need to figure out a con that we both are going to, and then we can bring them back. Because I adore our group from the Eeveelutions.
Yeah, they were so cute.
That I want to bring them back because, like, one, I paid a maker, and it was very expensive. So
I know. I had that thought, too, of, like, I worked hard on that wig. She needs to be seen again.
Yeah. So, definitely we did Eeveelutions.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing them back.
Yeah.
And then, for me, in my brain, I thought I met you at Dragon Con, but now I'm here. I'm locked in.
Yeah, good news. We also did Eevees at Dragon Con.
We did.
So... 2-for-1?
Yeah. So I should have remembered you by then. But maybe the blue wig was really throwing me off.
Yeah,
that happens.
Don't know.
Oh, when we were at FitCon, we ran into some people who I have known for a decade.
Oh.
And they didn't recognize me. I'm like, girl, is it the blonde wig? I've worn this costume before. Mm. But I think people are so used to not seeing me in wigs that when you see me out of a wig, no clue.
Yeah. I had that happen recently where I went to a convention and I was a character that like I never would cosplay.
Yeah.
It was Gage from Borderlands.
Okay.
So not like a lead front running mm-hmm. cosplay character.
Yeah.
But it was such a different hairstyle, like pigtails and yeah. orange hair.
Yeah.
And I did the shell shading. Shell shading? Oh my gosh. I'm saying it backwards.
You used shells to shade.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm very impressed
you.
With that makeup
cell
technique.
Cell shading. Oh my
Amazing.
Gosh.
Backwards.
That's what the three seashells are for in the toilet.
Yes.
It all makes sense now.
It's all aligning. But no, I did that. And then people had no idea it was me.
Yeah.
So it was a very lonely con for me because everyone was like, who is that girl? And I'm like, but So well, it happens.
It makes me almost feel justified because I'm the worst. We talked about this earlier at recognizing people, remembering people. I'm trash at it. And I'm like, okay, well, people are doing it to me. So I don't feel as bad for doing it to other people, even though they'll never know that this person who I've known for a decade didn't recognize me. But still, in my little insular main character world, it balances out.
It does. It does. It happens to us all. And I think like even I sometimes get a little bit like, we've met like so many times. Yeah. How do you not? But then like I have to like take a step back.
It always looks so different when we all see each other.
Exactly.
Like, and we're in such weird context with events and there's so much energy and
contact lenses,
yep.
different hair, different like shoes, height
yeah.
makes a difference.
It's true. Different
energy.
Eyes. I'm quite the opposite. I take all this off. No one recognizes me and it's awesome.
You are invisible.
Yes.
You are invisible, sir. What is that like?
It's great. I passed by you and my friends, like Elliot. I passed by him once.
What?
With a hat,
he didn't even see you?
My glasses and just like everything was normal. So
yeah.
Just getting off of work.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sitting in the bar for the long at Scum of Villainy.
Yeah, yeah.
For about 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Sitting there, talking to the bartenders.
And he just nope.
And he walks past and he looks and I did a song came on, I did the Wookiee thing.
Yeah. He's
yeah. like, that sounds like turns around. When did you get here?
One of
like,
your
I've
oldest
been here
friends.
For, I know. My brother.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, yeah, man. He's like, I did not recognize you. I'm like, it works. My Clark Kent disguise works.
You're like,
it's true. Yeah. If you have bangs or don't have bangs, no one knows who
yeah.
you are. Mm. Glasses, the Clark Kent disguise. It really yeah. actually makes sense
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Ah, like everyone gives the people, like the citizens
yes.
of Superman, they give him the crap because they're like, how do you not realize that that's Superman? Like, duh, it's just glasses. It do be happening in real life.
Also, they're not looking at Clark Kent. So, like, just first of all, nobody notices that man.
Exactly. The way he acts is, like,
yeah.
different. And the way I act is different.
Yeah.
I don't really like to – I don't talk to people when I'm just in work mode, cutting off of work.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So the character's not there.
Would you say that you're an extrovert and introvert? Is that the right phrase? Where, like, you have a lot of energy when you're
Ooh.
Out, but you need to go back and, like, recharge?
Yeah. You know
yeah.
what? The pandemic made me realize that more because I work 24/7 in the bar. So I'm going to have to be around
yeah.
people a
you
lot.
You have to be on.
Right. And being those 2 years to myself was like, I can do this. I can live without people.
Loving that.
And then coming back to what we are now, it's just like, oh God, no, I really like to have my time alone. I like to be like, you know, I need to decompress really now, even
yeah.
after work. I work at a sports bar now, so it's like more like, and then cons.
Different vibe.
Different
yeah.
vibes. So like, yeah, I'm bi-vertal.
Well, there you go. There you
yeah.
go. I like it. Is
yeah.
that a word? Bi-vertal?
It is now. Cosmonics.
Oh my gosh. Are you two like related?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
my Italian brother.
Yeah.
You're like always related to somebody in the room.
Yeah. Sorry.
Like you're my dad. You're my dad.
Yeah.
But what about you? How would you describe, like, are you more of an extrovert? Are you more of an introvert? Or are you like a hybrid of the two?
I'd say I'm definitely extrovert. I'm like extrovert on extrovert. And I think that's why it's like when I'm home, I'm like, I can't deal with everybody and everything. But I'm always thinking about, man, I wish I'd go to that place or do that thing. I'd say poverty makes me an introvert.
Oh, no.
Having to, like, be home, save your pennies, not go out to eat all the time. But if I had infinite money, girl, I would be traveling. I'd be in all the bars, all the restaurants. I'd be hanging out with people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to just, like, lock in. You know?
I don't know. If
yeah.
I had all the money, I would travel alone.
Oh, no.
I would want to go with all my friends. I'd want to, like, do a big trip with everybody. Be like, all right, private plane, loaded with everybody who's
yeah.
fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And go stay at a resort that's, like, all-inclusive. And we get to just take over and just be wild. And
keyword is fun and interesting, even though that's
keyword.
Not
yeah,
just
yeah.
one
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
like, it's – I've traveled a couple
yeah,
of
yeah,
times
yeah.
with people that I thought would be great
yeah, that's
I
why
I learn.
That's why I would have like, to seek it out first. I'm like,
well,
is
that's
this
why
place just for
gets
me?
Their own room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also the trick is people can put themselves on timeout when it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets their own space. but together.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, I think.
You're a good traveler.
I am a very good traveler. Like, I'm tight and right. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm like credit card hacking, itinerary planning. Mm-hmm. I love a good travel.
You sound like Chrissy Lynn.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we've been friends forever for a reason.
Yeah. Right? I was going to say, though, but does that make you collide with somebody else who's a little bit more of, like, the planner?
No.
Or do you both come together and do, like, the
Sam? Oh, I would say we're way more, like, we're doing it.
Yeah.
I love having somebody else who's responsible and capable and I can trust in the mix, because then it's not all on me. Mm-hmm. I have somebody I can bounce off of and collaborate with, and we can work on building something even better than, like, only I could do with only my powers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got a Gogeta situation going on. Like, if Chrissy and I were let loose on a task, watch out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys
it's going to get done.
Out. Yes. You'd be like Captain America and Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be good. Yeah. So,
but femme.
But femme. But cute.
Femme energy.
So, yeah, definitely love having somebody with that same energy. Like,
I like
ahead.
To cosplay like I'm a planner. Like, I like to pretend that I am that person. And I, ever since meeting Chrissy, I'm not.
You learn, right?
I am not that person.
Oh, I have Excel spreadsheets with information on my phone. I have notes with different, like, checklists for various things.
I'm allergic to Excel.
I'm an accountant, so, like, Excel is my bread and butter.
Yep.
Yeah, I live in it. Like, right now, you want to know what I was doing before I came over here?
What were you doing?
I was working on my Excel spreadsheet of birthday freebies, because my favorite food is free.
That's what I did.
That's
this
the full
year.
Category. Yeah. So I have an Excel spreadsheet about 60 line items with what it is, where it is, where the app or email, how you get the freebie, what the timeline is for the freebie, because some come early, some come later, some are on the day. Got my password list. I got it, like, locked in.
Dang.
I need something like that. Yeah. Let me try that next year.
I did.
Some you got to be signed up a month ahead of time. So, you know, I got to, like, make sure.
They almost didn't give me my Wetzel pretzel because I wasn't signed up. But the guy felt bad for me, and he gave it to me anyways.
Well, and then what ones do you have to make a purchase during the year for?
Yeah, like, Starbucks.
You know, making sure.
Yeah.
Sprinkles cupcakes.
I didn't do sprinkles. Is that one worth it?
I love sprinkles.
Yeah?
Like, maybe that's just me being in LA for so long. I was here when sprinkles, like, first hit and was, like, really cool. I was in college at the time. So, like, we would take pilgrimages over to, I think it was in Beverly Hills or something like that. Like, we would drive from USC all the way over there to get, like, our sprinkles and bring it back to school. And we just, like, eat it all weekend. It was so good. So I have nostalgia for it, too.
Yeah.
Also, it's a damn good cupcake. Like, it's legit. It's good.
I don't know.
In Orlando, it's trash.
maybe you have to, like, get it because it was out of LA, I think. So you have to get the ones here. Don't get the vending machine ones. I imagine those are no good. But the fresh ones? I love me a sprinkles cupcake.
I'll have to, like, venture out and try it because, like, I don't think I was around when I heard of it. Or I don't think I was, like, an adult that might want sugar at that point.
Of the era.
But I remember, like, when I worked at Disney, they were, like, the biggest, most exciting thing to happen to, like, downtown Disney. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll go get one.
Yeah.
And I was not impressed. It was, not great. So maybe
we'll go together. Different. You know, maybe we'll go for my birthday. We'll get some, like, free cupcakes.
When is your birthday? Is it coming
September.
Up?
September. Yeah.
Oh, yay. That is coming up. That's enough time for us to plan.
Yes, we can plan. We'll be back from Dragon Con.
Be people.
We'd see people. We might see each other twice in a week again.
There's
just so many things on the table right
I'm
now.
I'm excited.
So many options.
I don't people often with people.
That's exciting.
It's strange.
Yeah.
I end up doing this. Like, I make them come work for a little bit and then we'll go
me.
Get food.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even about coming to me. It's like, so do you want to work? Do you want to do little work thing?
Do
really
things.
Fun? Yeah. And I've learned as an adult that, like, some people don't like that. They don't. Oh. They want to, like, you know, enjoy you at, like, dinner or, like, other going to see a movie and other things. And I don't have that button in my brain that's like, maybe let's not work when we see our friends. So
I normally have the, like, I can't turn it off. It's like, we're hanging out. It's all day. Get ready. Like, we might do a sleepover. Like, I don't know how to stop the hangout. That is, like, my crucible. I have to have, like, a kill switch with my husband. I'm like, dude, you're going to have to pull me out at some point. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to have to, like, extract me because I ain't leaving until that. They're kicking me out. So that is my issue.
Noted for after this, I have a Twitch stream after. So
yeah, watch out. I'm going to just be there.
He'll be like, what are you playing?
Yeah, well, what's going on, guys? We're playing some stuff. That's pretty cool.
You should totally do that. Just pop
in. Be around.
Right when you start, Derek.
Honestly, you could pop in and do a cameo. I wouldn't be mad. Yeah. Although I'm the worst when it comes to Twitch. Like, I'm always late to my own stream.
Love that for you.
So I prioritize, like, everything else. Like the podcast, like, being here for the people, obviously, and like, you know, showing them around, doing all that stuff. But it's like anytime it's something for myself, I happen to like drop the ball quite a bit. Like never late for doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, my personal training appointments. Yeah. Not that I'm the trainer, I'm the trainee, you know.
For now.
But I don't know.
No, no interest. No. Too much responsibility.
Well, because like, do people hit you with the same thing? Like, why don't you personal train?
No. No one's ever asked me, oddly enough. Dang. Yeah. I'm not mad at it because your girl got enough side hustles. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But that's how I feel.
Yeah. It is a little weird because that's all I do. That's my free time.
You're working out. And it's great though. Yeah. Like, people assume that like when you work out all the time, though, they're like, well, why don't you become a personal trainer? And I'm like, I don't want to open a book and learn about the body and all that stuff. Like, it's just not interesting to me.
Well, also, like, not everything has to be a money-making venture. Some things can just be for you. You don't always have to turn something into a side hustle. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean it has to be a business.
True.
It could just be for joy.
You need to tell me that every time I'm like, I got a new idea.
Like, love that for you. Enjoy it. Full stop.
Oh, it's hard.
Just enjoy it. I know. We have that, like, ingrained into us, I think. Like in the last few years of this hustle culture, side hustles, trying so hard to survive because we need to. Like, tragically, what the economy is, our environment is, we need multiple income sources to be able to survive. And that's not right either.
No.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little rebellious streak in me. Like, screw you and your side hustle culture as I have five.
But.
Yeah, right. You're like, screw you. But I'm
But also
guilty.
I have to do it too.
But as long as you're having fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I have found that there is a certain point where the fun ends.
Ooh.
With a lot of, say, you know, you enjoy sewing. You enjoy making dresses for people. There is some point where it stops being joy and it starts being a job and isn't enjoyable. And it's become, it's now a dark place that you have to go because you have to, because you need that income or you feel that obligation or you're just doing it too much. Yeah. Too much of anything is exhausting and not fun. And it sucks the joy out of it. So I think there's just such this balance we need to be careful with of wanting our passion to become our profession. Mm-hmm. But we might lose our passion in that process. So it's like, are you willing to possibly make that sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
At this point in my life? No, not really. No.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll dabble,
so
but
hard.
No.
Yeah. It's very hard to find that balance because, like, you do hit that point where all of a sudden it's like, instead of saying, like, I get to, it becomes I have to.
Exactly. That's what it is. And you just don't want that to happen to everything you're passionate about, everything that you find joy in, that you do for yourself to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about extrovert, introvert stuff. Like, you have to do stuff to recharge your battery. Extroverts, you know, we go out, we interact with people, it gives us life, we suck the life out of other people, and we imbue it into our souls.
Yeah.
Introverts traditionally go home and chill out and like read a book or whatever they do. I don't know, I'm not one of them. What do you do, introverts? But like, if you take these things that give you passion, give you life, give you soul, and you beat it into the ground with professional obligations, well, then you got to go find a new soul sucking passion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's my opinions on that.
I feel that energy. Speaking of your opinions on things.
Mm-hmm.
So on this show, as many of you heard me say this a million bajillion times, the show Delulu Canoe comes from the idea that like we all have a little bit of Delulu in us, whether it be positive or negative. And a lot of our guests have been on lots of podcasts, on lots of like quick little interviews at cons especially. Mm-hmm. And they tend to get asked like the same four questions. And it becomes like really monotonous and really boring as an interviewee because you're like, I have so many other layers rather than just how much did your cosplay cost? Yeah. What's your real person job?
Yeah.
And then they never give you time to like explain how you got somewhere. Like, it's never long enough. So on my show, I give you the opportunity to just like unpack something that's like could be completely random and has nothing to do with anything you're actually interested in, but you just love it out of nowhere. And we call it our Delulu. So I'm curious. What makes you a little Delulu? Like, what's running through your brain?
I have, like, so many things that I'm, like, Delulu on right now. Like, we talked about my garden earlier. I'm a terrible gardener, but God, I keep trying. But I think the thing that I'm, like, the most hyper-focused on right now that I'm surprised people don't ask me more about is the fitness stuff, is the workout stuff, which I just made a whole new Instagram account because I think it's really fun and I enjoy it, called Pinup Pumped. I think that's what I landed on.
Yeah.
And it's because I find so much humor in like my pinup aesthetic and all this, because there's like 5 million stories going on in my head right now.
It's okay.
so it came out of when I was at Viva Las Vegas, which is a rockabilly convention, a pinup, a burlesque, it's really fun. And I was in rollers and my nails were done and I was all pinuped, but I still had to get my workout in. Like, your girl ain't slacking. This is cumulative. This is lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, like, in these hotel gyms in Vegas, scarf, rollers, rolled up denim because I didn't bring workout pants. It was a thing. Being like, this is hilarious. This is so funny to me. So I'm like, okay, this needs to be a thing. So I made my pinup pumped Instagram. And now I'm like, okay, maybe I can explore and share more of that side of me, share more of that passion that I have. Because also sort of that analytical part of my brain, mm-hmm. I really enjoy the math of macros. It's a puzzle to me. It's Tetris. It's really interesting where I get to sit down and, all right, these foods have these values and these combine to create this value. It's math too. Like it's Tetris, it's puzzle pieces. And I just think it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And then you can see these physical manifestations of this work in yourself. And I don't know, it's like body hacking, but at the lowest, most boring level. So I don't know. I've been enjoying exploring that and seeing where that takes me just from a passion perspective, mm-hmm. which is why we're not making it a business.
Right? We are not going
to become a personal trainer.
Yeah.
What about a YouTube channel?
Oh my God, here you go.
Oh my God, I'm struggling just to film, like, here's what I eat today. I'm like, this is torture. Yeah. I hate this so much. Last night, I was trying to film making these, like, protein Reese's ball things. It was bad, you know? Oh, like, no. It started strong. I'm like, this is just a pain. I got to get the angle. Like, my lighting's trash. I'm like, this is harder than I thought it would be. It's taking forever. It's taking even longer because I'm trying to film it.
Yeah.
What if you had help?
Yeah, have you come on over, you and my cats. Yeah. Hang out. We can film some stuff.
I'll edit it for you, too.
Honestly, I should probably just go on Jackie's show.
We
should film some stuff.
Oh, yes.
I feel a
yes.
collab happening.
Another collab.
I mean, we talked about this back at Viva, that I should come on the show. I should bring some of my weird protein recipes.
Yeah.
My little brekkies.
Dude, Jackie would love it.
Yeah, she would.
I know. Like, let me speak for her right here on camera. Jacqueline would love that because she's like, in the fitness.
She was like truly fitness inspo for me for many years.
Yeah. And she's like really trying to get back up on the horse again.
Yeah. So like, see, I need to come on her show and we need to just do some cooking.
Do I need to put y'all in a group chat?
Well, I mean, we would be in one having been friends for like 15 years.
Yeah.
She just got done finished filming an episode for next Thursday.
We just need to figure out how to schedule it. Because we're really good. I'm phenomenal at scheduling things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm great at reaching out, messaging people, she said with her sarcasm tone.
Get on the show, you know, have a couple episodes.
And like, if somebody says, hey, show up here at this time, I'm like, sure, I'm in. Sounds great.
Yeah.
But I'm really bad at the, hey, we should do that.
Oh, really?
I'm terrible at it.
Okay, I totally bought good acting, too. Okay, let's go.
No, see, I'm a cat is my personality. Like, I don't reach out. I don't go out of my way. I might like you. I might not. It might take a while. We'll find out together. But like, I'm just such a cat of like, okay, if you tell me where the food is, I'll be there. But I'm not going to like invite you over for food.
Oh, I'm Labrador material. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like six projects.
Yep.
Collab.
Yeah. So
that's me.
So yeah. So me and Jackie got to get together and we got to do some like cooking content.
Yeah. And maybe like a little spinoff. Yeah. Show.
I would love it.
He is looking for a new show.
I know. Filming in my place sucks.
Your allergies are bad today.
I know. It's just, it's addicted to. I'm allergic to ideas. That's why I try not to have it in spreadsheets.
Sneezing out content.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down if we can find me a better kitchen. My townhouse has a galley kitchen. It's impossible to film in.
Oh, the little, like,
because all of my stuff's against the wall, so I can't get a camera in front of me, or like the angles are just trash.
Actually, we'll talk afterwards.
We'll talk. All right, come on over.
If you come in from that point of view with that kind of kitchen, it helps everybody else that's watching. It's like, well, I got a fucked up kitchen. I can do this here too.
Yeah, it's more relatable.
I just need an island and a hot pot or like a hot plate. But
because people are on a time schedule. They're like, I don't have time. I don't have the space.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't have like the cooking utensils. Yeah. Because like, a lot of the hot pots and all the things, like it's very expensive.
Yeah, I got a stove that my landlord put in. So, you know,
there you go.
It's pretty hot shit. I'm not going to lie.
The one thing I love about people's houses is the islands in their kitchen. kitchen.
Ugh, jealous.
I'm like, yep. I love to cook. I went to culinary school.
Yeah.
I just don't have the space in my apartment for it.
Yeah.
And every time I see other, like, your... You,
like mine.
Like yours.
Yeah. And now you got all this room with this island.
And yes. I'm just like a microwave baddie.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Actually, I am learning how to cook, so nice. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
And then we'll just, like, wander downstairs because I put a gym in my garage. Because back during the COVID days, I'm like, well, again, it's a lifestyle. What am I going to do? Actually, I put it in for my husband because he's a big man who likes to work out. So I put it in for him. I've logged way more hours in that gym than he has
over
the past few years. Like, okay, I got it for you, but apparently it was for me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That guy is like, you know that scene in Guardians of the Galaxy? Or not even Guardians of the Galaxy. It was an Endgame or Infinity War.
So many options.
It's when the Guardians meet Thor.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like, even standing next to him. It's like, this is not a man. You're a man.
He's a large human.
Oh, wow. Have I met? I don't know if I've met him. Maybe in passing.
Maybe in passing, but I doubt you've spoken to him because for him being as large and noticeable as he is, he's so quiet.
Oh.
He's extremely introverted. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm not. So nobody notices the 6'5 built Thor behind me when I'm just like, ah!
Because you're yapping away.
Yeah.
Was she next to a tree? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was a tree there.
It's the mountain range. It's beautiful today. It's
just so nice. Yeah, it's just him. You'll see him at Dragon Con. So,
oh, okay.
That's where he tends to have the most fun and do the wackiest costumes. But,
oh, yay.
Yeah. So.
I feel like that's how it works with, like, dating and, like, couples and stuff, is that, like, usually one is, like, very outgoing, extroverted, and then the other one's usually a little bit more introverted, and they, you know, you meet in the middle, the yin and the yang, you know, so it's always good.
So this reminds me, like, the five stories that were going through my head all at once. Mm. So, you know how at conventions you get asked the same, like, four or five questions all the time? Once upon a time, a lot of websites did interviews with cosplayers. That was, like, a big trendy thing. Everyone did a blog with, like, cosplay interviews. I literally had a Word doc with a copy paste of my answers because nobody ever asked anything different. I'm like, I'm not coming up with a new way to phrase, how did you start cosplaying? What was your favorite costume? What was your first costume? Like, I just literally copy pasted. It's like, if you go through the depths of the interview internet and find my old ones, it's just copy paste.
It's smart.
Same thing. No one ever called me on it either.
Yeah. You're saving time because you don't want to retype it all out.
And they annoyed me too. Like, I hated doing them. Because I just don't want to spend energy on that at all. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to, like, be rude. It was a very strange place to be. Like, I didn't want to say no because I felt rude. But also, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So I did the world's worst job instead. And then they kept asking me. So yeah, I just copy-pasted stuff and just sent that out.
I think that's just hacking, you know?
Yeah,
that's another version of biohacking.
This podcast is different, though. This is more, like, relaxed and comfortable and just, like, we get right into it.
I mean,
it.
I'm in a cozy chair right now. This is a comfy chair.
Yeah, right? I mean, I like to think that we do a good job of, like, trying not to, like, go into the same things that they're asked everywhere else.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, and especially, like, it weirds me out that people don't ask you so much about fitness, and maybe
it's really weird to me, too. Like, I don't know. They ask Steven, my husband, all the time, because you look at him, you're like, yeah, that man works out. No, he actually doesn't. He doesn't.
He's a fake fitness influencer.
He works out like once a week. And I'm in the gym 4 days a week lifting. Dang. Like, I'm doing so much.
Yeah.
And no one ever asks me.
I will say, though, I did go on a deep dive on your Instagram because I remember Chrissy also had told me, because we went to the Fit Expo with Miss Chrissy Lynn.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there kind of like, you know, I'm a little shocked that, like, the company didn't ask you to, like, do any promoting.
I feel like I fit what they were looking for in many ways.
Exactly.
No one ever asks me.
And, like, I only was asked because I had somebody who knows that I work out, and, like, I've talked to them at extreme length because they helped me get sponsorships for YouTube. Yeah. So I'd shown her, like, my figure skating videos and, like, me in the gym and stuff. So, like, she gets it. And so it was a very easy thing for her to be like, come speak at this thing. You have public speaking experience. Boom. It's wonderful. But I was shocked that, like, you weren't in that pool.
Not
and maybe
even
it's just
the
because
pool.
You didn't know the connection I had.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all so random, our butterfly effect of who we meet, when, how. Can't even be mad about it. But I just find it odd of, I don't know, I'm pretty visible. I'm around.
Maybe by next
not
year.
Shy.
Maybe
I definitely
next
think
year.
So.
Yeah. Next
we fixed
year.
It at the
Yeah, we did get to be in like give me a call. Like I've competed in Muscle Nerds before. Mm-hmm. Most of my content nowadays is fitness stuff because I just don't go to as many conventions as I used to. Both energy, can't afford it, time, various reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so it's just a bunch of gym selfies.
Which, that's all you need on, like, content, to be honest, right now. Yeah. Like, just propping up your phone and, like, taking a video of yourself, like, lifting and then putting text on there, like, on screen.
Yeah.
Easy.
But, you know, I don't love doing it at the gym because I'm pretty big on consent for being on my social media.
Yeah.
I never want to post anybody on my social media and subject them to that public just – being visible without their consent. So I, at the gym, like, I will not record myself if unless I know it is 100% clear in the background. Mm-hmm. I don't do it because I just, oh, I'd feel so bad if someone was in the background and they were picking their nose or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And then my internet's like, we found them. They're the worst. Crucify them. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't want this.
You're like, what about my gains, though? Yeah, did you see my gains?
That's like they're doing interviews at cons and somebody in the background picking their ass.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, like, I'm just, like, so self-conscious about never wanting to put somebody in that situation. Like, I don't post about my family unless mm-hmm. they want to be a part of that because, like, they didn't choose this life. I did. Mm-hmm. This is not for them. Mm-hmm. So... But I do have the gym in my garage, so I got to just get better at filming content there. And everyone loves Pete, my cat Pete.
Oh, yeah.
That cat is wacky. Mm. But he loves to work out with me, mm-hmm. loves to be weird, loves to get in the way, loves to scream. And he's very cute. He's a huge boy. He is 22 pounds.
Wow.
He is not a Maine Coon, but we think he's Siberian forest cat. He's got some Siberian to him because, like, he's just a beast. Oh. So he works out with me. So it'll just be me and Pete working out in the gym.
That
Billy's too afraid of the gym. He doesn't like loud sounds, which I respect.
I'm assuming Billy is another cat.
Yes, yeah.
Great. I was like,
yeah, my cats have human names.
I was like, do you have a child that I did not know about or something?
Oh, no, it's a cat. I've been on the phone before with, like, customer support and be like, Billy, get off there. And I'm like, oh, that's not a child I'm screaming at. That's a cat.
They're like that can sound CPA. Terrible.
They're like, call CPA on this woman. Yeah, my cats are Pete and Billy, named after Venture Brothers characters. Oh. Pete White and Billy Quizboy. So I quiz cat. That. Yeah, and Pete used to be a lot whiter than he's a burnt marshmallow now. He's toasty. He got older and he got crispy.
Oh,
I like my marshmallows burnt, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like them a little toasted, maybe a little bit too much.
Oh, I'm a monster. I take a marshmallow, I put it in the fire, light it up, pull that skin off, light it up.
Oh.
Pull that skin off, light it up. That might take it all off the fork, but if there's a little left, you know, just keep going.
You like the layers of burnt.
I only have the crispy on my s'mores.
Okay. Like
I'm a monster.
Chicken's like that for me.
Just pull the skin off, just crisp it, put it back in, pull off a layer.
Yep.
Yeah, aww. So I got to shoot more, like, actual gym workout stuff in my own personal gym where I know the only person thing in the background will be my cat.
Pete. Yeah, I think that
just Pete.
Weirdly, like, I know you didn't ask for my advice, but I definitely think that would help, like, a little bit. It's just like even putting that there, because, like, I don't know. I think the more you, like, put stuff out there and, like, share a little bit without sharing too much,
you know,
I feel like it just weirdly works out. And in a strange way, it's, like, kind of like manifesting. I know it's a little woo-woo, but weirdly it works.
Is it DeLulu?
It woo-woo? Is. DeLulu woo-woo.
DeLulu woo-woo.
Like, I have become a woo-woo girl. Like, I have a manifestation board and everything.
Love that
and
for you.
Yeah, it just, it works.
Yeah.
And, like, I wish I could sit here and, well, I don't wish this, actually, but, like, I would tell you flat out if it, like, didn't work. And I was like, oh, it's just doesn't work for me. But, like, it does.
I love that.
It helps you set goals. It helps you, like, see where you're going. And speaking of that, actually, what is, like, some of your fitness goals? And, like, what's next for you? Like, where are we going on your journey?
I wish I fully knew. I'm sort of seeing where the universe takes me on this journey. Because the goals previously, which I think they are adapting and evolving right now, like, literally right now, this month, have been to basically just be in shape for my cosplays, to have the physique that I personally want to match what I'm visually presenting. Mm-hmm. And especially at Dragon Con, where I tend to wear a lot of my skimpier costumes, I want to make sure I'm putting forward something that is up to my standards. Because my sewing, my builds, love them, they're great. No notes, proud of my work. But it's like, okay, so what's the next level to that? So a lot of that is building the body to go with the builds that are fabricated. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just something that's interesting to me. And it's something that I find fun for my engagement with this hobby. Mm-hmm. So it's a new level to cosplay. So now I think it's taking it beyond cosplay and into what is this lifestyle? How far can I take it? What sort of opportunities present themselves with this passion of mine? And while still trying to keep it a passion mm-hmm. and not something that I have a weight on me to perform, mm-hmm. it has to still remain in that balance of having fun, wanting to get out every day and like set up my macros, go to the gym, try a new exercise, engage with new people. I'm really enjoying the new community that's being built around fitness that I didn't have before. New friends, again, extrovert. Like, I hate people, but I love people. It's a weird combo.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't bring me around them, but I need them. Again, I'm a cat.
Networking.
I will be
crucial.
In the room.
Yeah.
But don't talk to me unless I tell you to. I'm such a cat.
I actually felt like when I brought you to the Fit Expo, you networked really well. Like, maybe you just
had a good time that day. I don't know. I was on. I was having a great energy day.
I agree.
Kit's good at that. She's good at networking and talking to people and keeping conversations. So.
Yeah.
I do enjoy talking to people when I'm in the mood for it. And I think because it was like this new environment that was full of really interesting people who really wanted to engage also. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm into this. I needed that new. And I think fitness has brought something new into my life that is just a new spark. Mm-hmm. Where the cosplay community and doing conventions, it's like an old love. It's a familiar one. It's one that I'm not trying to expand necessarily. Like, I've made my friends. My dance card is full. And there's no more room. And that's okay. And that's good even, because it has this level of comfort, familiarity, this just joy that comes from knowing what you're walking into. And I think the fitness community is giving me this passion, this fire, this something to strive for, engage with, and see what new world I could venture into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have both.
It was really inspirational to go and just like, I think sometimes, especially with me in the gym, I tend to like nitpick myself and be like, oh my gosh, I have like my pooch and like I'm bloated and I'm not lifting as heavy.
Yeah.
But it was so refreshing to go to this expo and not feel that way. And I don't know what was so different about this one.
Everyone was really cool. Like there were people who were like ripped. They were like so on your team. Like I say like they wanted everyone to just do their best and no one was behind the curve. Everyone was doing what they needed to do, and the people we engaged with, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't talk to everybody at that, because there were some people I'm like, they look really intense, and I don't think they want to talk to me. And that's okay.
Read the room.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even, like, there was a couple times where I would be, like, interviewing or just, like, up on stage with some, like, really iconic, like, fit, like, gurus, essentially, or, like, influencers. And, like, I slid into the DMs being like, it was great presenting with you. Like, you were really funny. And they, like, messaged back.
I love
and
that.
And were like, that was so great. What do you do for a full-time gig? And we just, like, had a little conversation.
Oh, nice.
Nothing flirty. Nothing, like.
Yeah, just hanging and chatting.
Professional. And it was so cool to, like, see people that have, like, not that followers matter, but people that have, like, millions of followers.
So prolific.
But just down to earth. And just like, oh, cool. I'm so glad you see my content. Yeah. I like yours now that I'm scrolling through it. You know?
Yeah, I think because my algorithm's pretty dialed in on like fitness stuff and diet stuff.
Cats.
And so many cats. that I think I see kind of both sides of what you could have for your content. Like there are those people out there that are up their own ass about fitness and what it takes and who you need to be. And then there's this really kind and really welcoming and really like trying to reach people side to the fitness influencers who I just really enjoy them. You know, they're like, hey, diets are hard. Let's talk about how to make it easier. You're off one day. Don't worry about it. Get back on. No foods are demonized. Like, I really enjoy the messaging of a lot of influencers. Like, you were with Scotty on stage, and he's an influencer that I follow who I've enjoyed his recipes. I've enjoyed his messaging. Liam's another one that I enjoy his messaging and just the way that they sort of, well, shit on those guys who are like, you ate a cookie. You're the worst.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, sorry, I don't want to eat cardboard forever.
Like, that doesn't work for people. That's not realistic, and it's not realistic for the most of the world. Just living their day-to-day lives. People are busy. People have kids. People got shit to do.
Yeah.
Not everyone is like me, whose children are cats, and they work from home, where I'm like, well, I got complete control over my environment and my time. But not everyone does, and I really enjoy the side of the fitness influencing community that acknowledges that and works with that and encourages that and helps people on their fitness journey to whatever that that end goal looks like, or mm-hmm. if it's a lifelong thing, which I think it's a lifelong thing because you're going to be stuck with your body and your health forever, actually.
Yeah. What?
That you don't actually ever reach win. You just got to, like, keep adapting as we age.
Yeah.
What is it? You lose it if you don't use it, I think. Yeah. I might have said that backwards. But, like, if you're not constantly, like, working out those muscles or using that mm-hmm. part of your body, like, it goes. It goes so fast.
And same thing with your mind. Like, if you're not actively trying to learn and engage and use it, if you're not using your memory, if you're not using your learning mechanisms, you're going to lose it. So, like, sure, fitness, working out, great for the body, keeps you strong, especially as you age, where we lose muscle mass, bone density, you know, in the future, but starting strong. Your insides, too. Like, you have to take care of your mind and mentality, and learning new things, engaging in new communities, pushing yourself helps you stay sharp.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed we're going to keep that going.
Yeah, that's a good point. I totally forgot about the mind, and I definitely felt that in, like, the last... I would say, like, a year ago, like, all I consumed was, like, YouTube mush content.
Yeah, that complacency, that not using critical thinking, not trying to engage and learn more, you'll lose that muscle, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just signed up for Italian.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, gonna learn. I am an Italian citizen, and every time I have to go to the consulate for anything, they're like, they speak to me in Italian. I'm like, I'm a filthy American, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
The language got beat out of grandma, so I don't speak Italian.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I should learn my language of my people.
Which app are you using?
None of the above. I have signed up at Pasadena City College.
Good Ooh. For you.
And it's online on Zoom because your girl is not driving to Pasadena.
No.
I'm not doing that.
No.
No.
But I'm taking it. I'm actually going to be at Dragon Con taking Italian. Cosmo, you won't be at Dragon Con this year, but I'd say, come with me.
Yeah.
Come sit with me in my room as I take my Italian class.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you.
So I'm excited to start learning that. And again, just stretching the brain, trying something new. I'm terrible at language. It's not good, but it doesn't matter. The matter is trying.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get anything, that's more than nothing. So that's good.
Yeah.
So
I bet you'll be better at it than you think.
I think my problem is I learned French over and over and over again because, again, not great at language. Mm-hmm. So I think anytime I'm going to need to speak alternate language that isn't English, it's going to be like franglaise. It's going to be like that French coming out. So I'm worried speaking Italian instead of French because my brain's going to default to alternate language is French.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes.
I find learning... Well, for me, what makes, personally for me, a little bit easy, especially with, like, Spanish, because I'm kind of bilingual in that one, is the accents.
Mm.
Hearing how other people sound trying to speak English, knowing the vowels, the lip placement, and, like, where you put your tongue and how you say and project things.
Mm-hmm.
French, I was learning French for a little bit, and I realized that it was, like, so easy. If I did the accent and, like, talk like this.
Si tu parles français.
Si. But see, if you try to do that with, like, regular, like, you know, bonjour.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
It doesn't stay in your brain quite, like, you know? So, like, there's, like, Gaelic for, like, there's all, like, different types of, like, languages. I'm like, if I learn the accent, then, like, it'll help me with my mouth and word placement.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
So hopefully the Italian will come to me and then they'll stop judging me so harshly every time I have to go into the consulate to get any paperwork done. You're so mean.
I believe it because, like, Americans, we have quite the stereotype.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm
and we don't
want
to contribute to that stereotype. But sometimes we do. And that's okay. We're trying. Well, trying.
It's hard with reality shows. And then right now, our government, it's like a reality show. So it's like, everything's a Kardashians.
Well, you hire a reality guy to do a job. You're going to get a reality show. Pivot.
You, America.
Pivot real
but
fast.
You know what the thing about gyms is, I want to go back on that attitude and the mentality is people are just squeamish about joining it because of certain people like, you gotta eat this, blah 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 blah, you're eating that, how dare you.
Oh, you did that workout wrong. Oh, your splits are wrong.
The negativity of it. And then just like walking into a gym and seeing everybody like superb.
Yeah.
And like everyone giving you like, they're like just being to themselves. Yeah. So that no one really wants to talk.
No one's paying any attention to you. It's like it's that whole thing from Buffy the Vampire Slayer when she gets the power to like listen to other people's minds. Mm-hmm. And the lesson is Everyone's too busy thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
No one's thinking about you. No one's even noticing you, which is like sad in one way. But if you're like in your own head about being too nervous to go to the gym or too nervous to try something, nobody's paying attention to you. They're too busy with themselves.
I think the biggest thing I've actually, like a couple of my friends have talked about, like signing up for a gym and going, is the fear of being like recorded in the background of someone's video.
Yeah, that's why I'm really big on that.
Where it's like all of a sudden you're just, you happen to be in the back and then, you know, people are harassing you or like they're making fun of you, or like even the person that's filming is being like, oh my gosh, look how stupid this girl looks. Like there are some actual gym bullies out there.
There are.
I'm seeing those and, a lot too.
Like I know Joey Swole, I think is his name. He's getting canceled right now for like a completely different reason.
Sure.
But I actually like adore the fact that he was calling out people for doing that and like really changing like gym culture as much as he can as an influencer.
Yeah.
And I wish people were more like that and would think a little bit with empathy in mind that people are going to the gym just to better themselves.
Yeah.
And recording and
like
filming
moving
them.
Your body in any way is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're not doing heavy weight, who cares? You're not doing the full rep, who cares? You're moving, you're doing, you're trying something. So who am I to be like, you didn't do ass to grass, your squat didn't count, so you suck.
Just going
like
out.
Just, you did it. You did the thing. Exactly. That's good.
Yeah. Just going for a walk is healthy because most of the time people are just in their cars in traffic and then sitting at a desk job. There's no movement, there's no heart elevation, there's no, nothing like that. So that's walking and doing that is a good first step.
I have a rule with my husband because he's a very analytical mind, or he studied philosophy at Berkeley. That man likes to think, he likes to research, he likes to know things. So he does a lot more time researching how to gym than gym, which is amazing when you just look at him because you're like, this man gyms a lot. No, he researches gym way more.
Wow.
So I'll be doing an exercise or something and I can just feel him itching. He just wants to tell me. He just wants to tell me how to do it better. Tell him my form. And we had to come up with a rule of like, unless I'm about to hurt myself or I've asked, keep it to yourself. So like that's my rule of if they don't ask you, it's none of your damn business what they're doing. If they're about to hurt themselves, maybe we say, hey, don't hold it like that. Or maybe we put a clamp on or whatever the issue is of don't injure yourself. But otherwise, none of your damn business. Let them do them. So we have that rule in our household.
That's a good rule.
But I can just feel him like when he's in the gym with me, just like, so, like I'm not doing it wrong. You're like, shut up. Also, like he's 6'5". I am 5'7". Like our bodies are built differently. It's like what looks right on you may not look right on me. It may not hit the muscle groups the same way.
Yeah.
Like he's all leg. He's super tall. So how his deadlift form looks is different than mine.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're actually maybe not right about the form because your body is not my body. And
it's
also,
right
like,
for you,
especially like dudes, just never go up to a woman in the gym and tell her shit. Just don't.
Hell no.
It's just a full stop. I don't care if they're about to injure themselves. It's a full stop.
Yeah.
It will never go well.
Nope.
Women, it is our job to talk to other women and be like, hey, girl, don't hurt yourself. But our bodies are built so differently and our mechanics are different.
Our center of gravity is
our
very
center
different.
Of gravity is very different. It's like, just don't put yourself in that situation. Don't put them in that situation where you have to have this awkward moment of like, I'm good. Thank you. Just don't tell me shit because you're wrong and I don't want to have to explain that to you, actually.
Yeah. I haven't had a moment in a while of like a person coming up to me at the gym and like giving me form correction.
Yeah.
If anything, I actually had a really delightful experience today where a guy was like, hey, I know you're like right over here. And oh, Pikachu just jumped off.
Pikachu, no.
He's like, bye. All right, I'll grab later.
Man.
He came over to me and was like, oh, do you mind if I use this machine here or am I too much in your space? And I was like, no, plenty of room. Yeah. And then that was our only
That's pretty
like
normal.
Yeah, it was like our only interaction, and it was lovely.
I'm the bold one because I've worked out at many different types of gyms over the years, and I'm at Planet Fitness now, which you know is its own type of gym.
Yeah,
but I'm bold. I'll go up to people and be like, "Hey, can I work in?" And I feel like a lot of people haven't had enough time in gyms that aren't commercial gyms to know what this sort of language and what this culture is.
Yeah,
it's like I kind of wish there was a like gym etiquette class people should take of like, all right, bring a towel if you're a sweaty person to put down on the bench, or
a YouTube show.
Yeah, I know, my YouTube show is gosh. Or like how to politely request to work in with somebody. Like if somebody's on the only squat machine and you need to use it and they're taking a 2-minute rest, mm-hmm. well, we could work in. So yeah. like I can do my set, you could do your set. Mm-hmm. So like I wish maybe this is what I must do with Pin Up Pumped, is teaching that sort of how to approach other people in the gym with kindness and politeness mm-hmm. to have everyone achieve their goals working out.
Like, I didn't even know that was like a gym etiquette thing, that like somebody could go up and say like, hey, can I work in? Yeah. And it's not you taking over that machine. It's yeah. like you collaborating on the machine.
Yeah, it's collaborating. Yeah. It's so that everyone can do what they need to do. And
in a timely manner.
In a timely manner. And, you know, if somebody says, oh, no, I'm doing supersets or I'm doing 30-second rest, you go, oh, no worries. Just wanted to check how many more you got. Got 2 more sets. Great. Oh, that's another thing. It's like you can ask, how many more sets do you have? How mm-hmm. much? So you can decide if you want to wait, work in, go do something else. I think a lot of people just get so freaked out at it at yeah. commercial gyms because they're not used to that gym culture, where in something like a Gold's Gym, which is also a commercial gym but different culture, people be like, yeah, okay, I'm doing a 5-minute rest because I'm lifting heavy, so like, get in there, good luck lifting my weight, which would be like, fair.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
I don't disagree. Yeah. We'll have to move some weights. But
if you work in, then it's then your job to like put it back yes. for that person. Yeah. So that way they hop in. Yeah. But then do you expect them to put it back for you, like the pin and the weight?
You know, it's dealer's choice. Okay. I'm not insulted if somebody doesn't, because they may not remember what one I was on yeah. or like where the seat position is. So I'm not.
Okay, so that's not a make or break.
Yeah, not a make or break for me. Mm. Not offended. So yeah. maybe that's part of my cult, my new content on.
Yeah, I could totally see you like making these cute little like pinup, like old fake commercials where you're like, pinup pump here. Did you know that you can work into someone's head set? And yeah, then yeah. like you show the bad example, like the good idea, bad
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah, good idea, bad idea. Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. I could see it as super kitschy and cute,
yeah,
but
it'd be cute.
But like, you know, put your own spin on it, do it your own way. Yeah. But it would be really adorable.
Yeah.
But speaking of adorable, yeah. where can everybody check out your adorable face on social media?
Yeah, so I've got a couple of those. My main is Miss Kit Quinn. I'm Miss Kit Quinn on all the social medias I'm on, which is like Facebook and Instagram at this point. I don't even know. And then Pin Up Pumped. Man, I hope that's my thing. I think it's Pin Up_Pumped. Pretty yeah. sure that's the tag I came up with for my fitness content. And other than that, see you live and in person, probably at the bar. I won't remember you. It's okay.
Oh, no. Also,
we'll meet again.
Yeah. We'll meet again. It'll be great. Also, if you did actually say it wrong, I can have Chompy edit. Like, yeah, we'll just like put a spelling. Little. She'll be like, JK, she's come in and done some like little edits for us where she's like, actually, that's not quite right. And it's hilarious.
JK, she doesn't know her own handle.
Like, yeah. I've been wrong before and it's amazing.
Oh, good. I did get my handle right.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Pin Up_Pump. Right.
Pumped.
Pumped.
We're getting pumped.
There you go. There you go. And then you obviously know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official on Instagram with that blue check mark. Be sure to share this episode with your friends. Remember, sharing is caring. And also, we're all DeLulu here, so share it with your friends. And don't forget to follow Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Yes. Follow me there.
And the Cosmo Show.
The Cosmo Show.
Right? And did I miss anything else? And Jackie's Kitchy Kitchen.
Jackie's Kitchy Kitchen, fan film reactions, and possibly a new workout show.
Hell yeah. Whoa.
It's educational. It's fun, okay? It's a great idea.
Your
great
network idea. Is growing.
Dude, I'm trying to.
The Cosmo Network.
Educational. Yeah. I didn't know anything about the etiquette of, like, speaking at a gym, so that's,
oh,
like,
I guess I got to do this video then.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's old hat to me.
Let's do it. And also, don't forget to join us on Patreon, because we've got some spicy questions for Kit Quinn coming up, so come join us. Our lowest tier is $5, mid-tier is $10, top tier is $50, and all of your money dollars go to helping improve our show. We are saving up for a soundboard, so pretty please join us on Patreon. We'd love to see you there. And don't forget to stay DeLulu, because it is the Salulu. Bye, everybody! That's all I got. I don't have anything funny.